This is St. Louis Public Radio. Gary McClure seemed to have it all with his band American Wrestlers, which channeled frenetic energy of alternative music to a nationwide audience. Yet, even with a record deal and critical acclaim, the St. Louis singer-songwriter wasn't satisfied. With his new project, Son of the Pale Youth, McClure is going back to basics. He talked with St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum about his musical evolution.
McClure accomplished what many musicians aspire to, achieving the rock and roll dream. The Scottish native spent part of his career with Working for a Nuclear-Free City, a Manchester, England-based band featured in video games and the television show Breaking Bad. After moving to St. Louis, his next project, American Wrestlers, released two albums on Fat Possum Records, creating a national platform for his hard-charging melodic alternative music. American Wrestlers albums received positive reviews in publications like Pitchfork, allowing McClure to tour across the country. But he didn't feel emotionally fulfilled by the experience. He compared the music industry to watching an intricate play, only to find sandbags and trash behind the curtain.
I never felt I'd done the right thing, and I can't listen to those records. And you're right, it's probably not because I think they're bad, it's just they don't feel like a genuine representation, so it's a bit ugly for me.
McClure struggled to come up with a follow-up to his 2016 album, Goodbye Terrible Youth. After months of fits and stops, he heard a couple of songs from British singer PJ Harvey on the radio. He was struck by how Harvey could transfix a listener with a couple of chords and her voice.
I was thinking about music in the wrong way. And so I went home and I set up a microphone and I plugged a guitar in and I pressed record. And I improvised, over a couple of nights, I improvised 14 songs.
What followed was a solo project that McClure calls Son of the Pale Youth. His songs have no drums, no bass, no slick production values, only McClure's voice and an electric guitar.
I hated hearing my voice just as a single take. But something happened with this breakthrough moment I had. It just felt so right, and I was free. I was even free from a metronome, any other supporting thing.
McClure's earlier songs touched on political themes and the struggles of being young and growing older. But McClure didn't put much meaning behind Son of the Pale Youth's lyrics. To him, infusing messages into music takes away a listener's freedom to think for themselves.
All language is flawed. And where it fails, you need art. And hopefully it'll make some people feel better.
McClure had not performed live in about a year and a half, but that hiatus came to an end last week at Foam on Cherokee Street. It was the first opportunity to see how people reacted to McClure's radically different sound. The response was enthusiastic, and what was striking to people like Keisha Griffin was how McClure's music affected the audience.
It was funny. I went to tell him that he was incredible, and he was like, "Oh, I don't think it went too well." Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but had to explain to him what he did to the crowd. It was like people were talking and chatting and everything, and just from the way he played, everybody just stopped.
Despite their simplicity, Aaron Alter believes McClure's songs are powerful.
There's more of a driving feel to it. It wasn't ever loud or insistent, but it just had a different undertone to it, and others were really melancholy. It's good music for listening to at night or on foggy days.
McClure says this is the most satisfying music he's ever created.
This was what I was supposed to be doing all the time. And I think if I always feel like there was a potential in all the other stuff I did, which I never realized. And I feel like I'm realizing it now.
McClure posted Son of the Pale Youth music on his Bandcamp page and is set to release more songs throughout the year. He's also talking with a couple of record labels about giving his new music a larger reach. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Make you stop.